Be'ezus Hashem's book, we begin Paragraph V, the fourth and final chapter in the Rambam's Hilchas, Megillah, and Chanukah, which is the second half we're in the middle of discussing, the last Perek in the Sefer of Zmanim. Which in this Perek we discuss regarding the lighting of the Ner Chanukah. The Rambam gives a lachav regarding the number of neiris that one lights. Kama neiris to Malik b'Chanukah, how many lights, how many candles, so to speak, does one light on Chanukah? So mitzvah, it's mitzvah she'ia called bayis or bayis, that for every single home, should be Malik Ner Echad, you light one lamp. Whether there were many people in the house, whether there's only one person. Now, the mahadis, a mitzvah is called mahadrin. If someone glorifies a mitzvah and he wants to do it better, madlik ner is kiminyan anshei bayis. He lights candles the amount that there are people in the house. Ner l'kol echad echad, one lamp for every single individual. Bein anoshim, bein anoshim, whether men or women. And v'mahadu yisal is what's called mahadrin min mahadrin. Someone wants to do even more than that. But a mitzvah and mufik wants to do the choicest mitzvah. Madlik ner l'kol echad. He lights a lamp for every single one. Balayla harishon, the first night. Umaisa b'haylich v'alayla b'alayla n'echad. Then he adds every single night one more lamp. Every single night, continuing for every single person. Halacha based kids at household. So harishon hoya anshei bayis l'asadu. If let's say the household members, there were 10 people in the house. So Balayla Rishon Madlik Asara Neiris, and the first night it lights 10 lamps. Balayla Sheni, and the second night Estrim 20. Balayla Shlishi, on the third night Shleishim, 30. Ashenim Tzad Madlik Balayla Shemini, comes out on the 8th and the final night, Zayis Chanukah, is lighting Shmanyam Neiris, 80 lamps. Halacha Gimel. Minig Pashut B'chol Udein B'sab Farad, the widespread custom in all our cities in Spain, is Sheyu Kol Anshei Abayis, that all the members of the household should be Madlikin Neir Echad Balayla Rishon, should light one lamp in the first night, that every member of the household should light one lamp. And they go and they add one lamp every single night. Until it turns out that in the eighth night, he's lighting 8 lamps. And that's Bein Shoy An Shabbayis Merubim, whether with many members in the household, Bein Shoy Yodim Echad, whether there was one person, that the individual should light a lamp and add on one more every single night, to have adding every single night. Halacha Dalet. Ner sheyesh lo shtei piyos, a lamp that has 2 openings, and he put in 2 wicks into those 2 openings. So elish nemi yodim, that could count for 2 different people, which that's for mahadrin, where they light a lamp for every single individual. Now milakar shemen, let's say you fill up that bowl, a bowl full with oil. Vehikifu a pesilus, and he surrounded it with wicks all around. So it depends. Imkaf alel keli, if before he lights, he puts a vessel over the bowl, that through that, the wicks are not connected, so rather there's holes, and let's say they're sticking out of these holes. So called psila psila, so every single wick, nechshav is kenerech, it's considered like an individual lamp. So let's say you're lighting 8 on the 8th night, you could light all of them. Like kofa like kail, but if you didn't cover it with a vessel, nasi kemadur, it's going to become like one big bonfire, and vafil kenerech in nechshav, it's actually not even considered as one lamp to be yitz, even the basic mitzvah, because mitzvah chanuk is to light a ner, and not a mendura, and this is a big like fire, not a lamp. Aloha, regarding the time of lighting, one does not light the lights of Chanukah before the sun sets. Rather, it's with the setting of the sun. Not supposed to do it later, not supposed to do it earlier. Now, if someone forgot or was deliberate, he did not light with the setting of the sun. So he could continue lighting until people are leaving from the marketplace, that no one's around to see Yemenar lit. Now, but Kamuz Manzer, how long is this time period? It's like around a half hour or more. Avos Manzer, once this time passes, in the matter, you cannot light anymore. But Tzoch Sheet and Shem Benair, now you also have to put in enough oil in the lamp, that it should light and continue lighting. Now, when you're doing it by sunset, until it lights for that half hour, until people already leave the marketplace. Hedlika b'chavsa. If let's say one lit it and then it went out, it got extinguished. You don't have to go and relight it another time. Now, Nishur did like his rabbi, if it remained lit, after already people already left from the street, if at that point you want to extinguish it or remove it, at that point you could do that. Halach Abab discussed regarding the oils used for the lighting. All the oils and all the wicks are kshers for Ner Chanukah. They're all valid for lighting of Ner Chanukah. Even if it's types of oil that doesn't get drawn after the wick, and the light doesn't burn so clearly on those wicks, so okay. And even the Friday nights that's during Chanukah, because you have at least one Friday night in Chanukah, you're allowed to light with those oils and those wicks, sha'os l'halik ben ner Shabbos, that you're not allowed to use for the lighting of ner Shabbos. Why? Because lefisha asal l'shtamish l'ner Chanukah. Because you're not allowed to utilize and get benefit from the Chanukah lights. The whole reason why on Shabbos you have to have certain types of wicks and certain types of oils, because it has to draw forth well, because if it's going to not hold on so well, you might come to move it and be Mechal Shabbos, because you want to get the light. But here, we're not concerned that what's called Shemiyata is going to come to tilt it, because anyways you can't benefit from the illumination. It's supposed to be just to look at, to see the miracle. And that's Bein B'Shabbos, Bein B'Chol. And that you can't utilize it, not on Shabbos, not on the weekday. And if a living mois, even to check money or just to count money to the light, which is a very small activity, even that's also forbidden. Therefore, there's no concern of that. It's not going to light so well. No one's going to come to touch it because you can't benefit from it anyway. Halacha Zayin, regarding the place of where you light it. Ner Chanukah, the Chanukah lights, mitzvah lanicha, it's a mitzvah to place it al Pesach Beisai, by the opening of his house, mibachutz, on the outside, which is to publicize the miracle for those who pass by to see the lights. But tefach asamach lepesach, by a hand breath that's close to the opening, al smol hanichnas labayis, to the left of someone who's entering into the house. Kedeshutiyah mezuzah b'min, so that you have the mezuzah on the right side of the door, emaner chanukah mismol, and you have the chanukah light on the left side, to be surrounded with the mitzvahs. Now, v'mhoi dreb aliyah, if he lived on a second story or higher, on a loft, so then you just put it by your window that's towards facing the public domain. And b'ner chanukah, a chanukah light, shenich l'malam esem amah, that was placed above 20 amas from the ground, la'asa klum hasn't done anything with v'shein enikah, because not recognizable, no one's going to be able to see so high up, too far for people to see, and therefore that's not publicizing the miracle. Halacha ches. B'meha sakana, in times of danger where they weren't able to light on the outside, manich odem ner chanukah, a person puts his Chanukah lights b'teich beisim b'fnim, inside his house, from on the inside. V'afil hanich al shulchan, even just puts it by his table, daya, it's enough. B'tzorch liis b'teich habayis ner achar. Now, but however, there has to be in the house another lamp, l'shtamash l'oir, to utilize its light as a recognition, to realize that what you're lighting on the table is not just a light so you could see, like you have in every house, but for the mitzvah purpose of ner Chanukah, which we call that a shamish, the other light. Now, if there was over there a fire anyway, a flame, then you don't need another a lamp, because you already have light illumination from somewhere else. Now, but if he was this distinguished personality, if he wants to see something, he doesn't use a flame, he used like a lamp, so then you would need another lamp to illustrate and show that this is on the table, especially for the Ner Chanukah, and not just for illumination. Lachatas. Ner Chanukah, the Chanukah light, should liquor cherish trade to be caught in a guy. If it was lit by a deaf mute, or mentally deranged, or minor, or Gentile, well, you also call me, you haven't done anything. I should lukeno mishu chai bad luck until it's lit by someone who's obligate in the lighting, which is an adult family member. I had likim bifnim. If it was lit on the inside, vaytzu dalik, and then you took it out while it was already lit. V'nichal pesach beisai, puts it by the entry of his house. Lo'asukum, he hasn't done anything. I should until it's lit in his place. What we know as hadlaka oisa mitzvah, that is the lighting that does the mitzvah. You have to go ahead and light it in its appropriate place. Now, achas aner b'yodav amet, let's say he was holding the lamp in his hand and he stands like that. Lo'asukum, he hasn't done anything, because shaloi amet, whoever's going to see him is going to say, oh, l'tzarcho amet, he's just standing there for his own needs. He just needs like a flashlight. So it's not going to publicize the miracle that's there specifically for the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. A shashis, a lamp, shahisa delekis kol yemikuli, that it was lit the entire day, throughout the whole Shabbos. So, lematzah Shabbos, when you want to have Ner Chanukah, mechaba, you extinguish the lamp, umavarach, you make the bracha medlik, and then you relight it. But kashad loki mitzvah, like we said, it's the lighting that's the mitzvah, not the placement. So the fact that it's there is not enough. You have to actually do the mitzvah of the lighting. Umat lahadlik Ner Chanukah, Ner Chanukah, you're allowed to light one Chanukah light from another Chanukah light. In other words, it's not considered a disgrace to the mitzvah, because the lighting is the mitzvah. And that's the case when you're lighting, you're actually engaged in the mitzvah, and if it's not degrading the prior Ner Chanukah, halacha yud. Now, chatzar shesh l'shnei pesachim, if you have a courtyard that from your house that opens up into the Rosh Hashanah, they have two entrances, and it's b'shtei ruchas on two different directions. So tzricha shtei neiros, then you would need to have two Ner Chanukah, in by each one of those doorways, because Shema Yemro Ibn Berduchas, or maybe those who are passing by in one direction say, hey, Loi Nech Ner Chanukah, I don't see a Ner Chanukah by his door, and they don't realize that it's on the other side. But if they were both on the same side, Malik Ba'achim, then you light by one of them, because they could see that it was lit by the other door. Halacha Yidalf, a Yudeach, a guest, Shemad Likma Lo B'Tech Beisa, that his family members are lighting back home for him. Say in the Torah Halacha Lo, but Makom Shnei Zachba, he does not have to light in a place where he's a guest over there, because it's on the house where his house is being lit. Now, in le bayis lahadlik alav boy, let's say he doesn't have a home where they're going to be lighting for him, and tzarek lahadlik, but makam shen tzarek, but then he has to light in the place where he's a guest by, u'mishtatvim on basham, and then he partners with them with the oil that they have. He gives some money towards it, becomes a partner, and that's considered like his lighting too. If he had his own apartment, then even if they're lighting from back home, then he has to light in the apartment that he's staying by. Even because those who pass by don't realize and they say, hey, this yid doesn't have a ner chanukah by his doorway. Look at Beis regarding the chashivas of the mitzvah. Mitzvah is ner chanukah. The mitzvah of ner chanukah, mitzvah chavivah hi ad mo'ed. It's a very precious mitzvah. But tzorach odin lizar, but a person has to be careful regarding it, kedela dianes, to publicize the miracle, ulohisa b'shevach hakelim, to increase the praise of God, vaydoloi, and thanksgiving to him, ala nisim sh'asalanu, regarding the miracles that he did for us. Afela ein lo mayoichel, even if a person does not have what to eat, elam anatzok, he only gets some charity, shoyli has to borrow, oi mechik susa, or sell his garment, v'lekech shem v'neiris amalik, and to purchase oil and wicks, and to light the Ner Chanukah. Halacha gimel. Hadesha ein lo ela pruta achas. If someone only has one tiny coin, well, the fun of, and he has in front of him two opportunities of a mitzvah. Kiddush Yom, to make Kiddush for Shabbos, where he has to buy a bottle of wine. Madluk is Ner Chanukah, or the lighting of the Chanukah lights. Makdim likdei shnemen lahadik Ner Chanukah. He's going to first use the money to purchase oil to light the Chanukah lights, aliyayin l'kiddush Yom, more than the wine for the Kiddush of the day. Because hoilur shnemen de b'sevim, since both are from rabbinic law, because even though there's a positive commandment to mekadesh Shabbos with words, but on wine is only rabbinic. So since they're both rabbinic, mutav lahakdim ner chanukah, it's better to go and first do the ner chanukah, shish pei zichron hanes, which has the recollection of this great miracle. Loch yidal. Now, how you lefund of ner base of ner chanukah? Let's say he has one candle, and he can use it either to light it for the candle of his house, meaning the Shabbos lights, which is to illuminate his house, or ner chanukah, which is, you can't use for illumination, is just for the mitzvah of ner chanukah. Or another equation. He has either money to buy one candle or to buy one bottle of wine for Kiddush. Ner beis hakodem, the lamp for his house, comes before both Ner Chanukah and Kiddush Hayom. Why? Mishum shalem beis, because it's for peace in his home, where when you could see people are happier and you could see where you're going, it's not a dark place. Hashem nimcha, because God's own name is erased. Lasa shalom ben nishlishli, to make peace between the husband and the wife. And God l'hashon, how great is peace, shakala toira nitna, the whole Torah was given, lasa shalom ba'olam, to make peace in the world. Shalom, like it says the pasuk in Mishlei, derecheha adarchi noyim, its paths are paths of sweetness, v'chol nisi b'ser, shalom, and all its trails are that of peace. Nigmar, so we see how great it is, and therefore the Ner basically comes before Ner Chanukah and comes before Kiddush Hayom. Nigmar Sefer Shlishi, we have concluded the third Sefer in the Yad HaChazakah, in the 14th Svarim, is the book of designated times. Halchos of Eser, there's 10 halachas. Uparakav, and its chapters are Shiva Vatishim, are 97 chapters. Ubakan Nishlam Achelik Rishon, here we have concluded the first part. Hamasayim Hashem, which concludes with peace. Yishem Hashem Avarech, may God's name be blessed. Me'atav Adoylam, for here and forever.